Holy is the Lord, the all.
Oh no, I get to start anyway. I'm gonna do the welcome first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Good morning, and welcome to this worship service of Central Congregational Church of Attleboro Falls. My name is Wayne Netney. I'm the chair of the deacons, and also participating in our service today will be our youth minister, Pastor Glenn, and our music director, our director maestro extraordinaire, Mr. Dave. If you are new to this service, welcome. Please come again. I hope you like what you see. If you're returning, thank you for coming back, and tell a friend. We would certainly like lots of people to enjoy this experience that we are all participating in. So, Pastor Glenn, why don't you unmute yourself and call us to worship?
Holy is the Lord, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. He is worthy of glory and honor and power. He created all things. By his will they came to be. Let heaven and earth shout their praise, praise and honor and glory to you, O Lord Most High. Let us call ourselves to worship the one who is worthy of our praise. Amen. Lord, there are many days where we feel that our strength is limited and we feel at a loss about what to do next. And then we come to worship and we are reminded of your power in our lives. We remember when you acted powerfully to lift us up and provide for us. We remember when you filled us with your Spirit when we were overwhelmed. Fill us again with your Spirit. Enliven our hearts to do your will. Empower us to be your people in an ever-changing and turbulent world. Remind us that we are not alone, for you are always with us. We recall all these things as we pray the prayer you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Glenn. For announcements today, we have a couple. Reverend Carol and Kathy are both on vacation for the next 2 weeks. So you can still send emails there, but Kathy might not get those till she comes back. She will catch up when she gets back. And Reverend Carol is always looking at her emails, whether she's on vacation or not. So Tuesday of this week, there's a CE committee meeting. They're going to talk about a new curriculum for the kids coming in the fall, a virtual curriculum, which you'll hear about in the next couple of weeks. I won't put you on the spot today, Sherilyn, or you'll kill me. And Thursday at 7 o'clock, there will be a mission committee meeting. Anyone else have an announcement? Unmute yourself and make it. Otherwise, okay.
All right, our first hymn that we're going to sing together, that we can sing together, is Let's Be the Tide That Binds. And Kathy did send music out, lyrics for this. You should have got an email with the lyrics. And they do get posted weekly, so you can look forward to that. And Kathy's on vacation right now, but I gave her the next 3 or 4 weeks worth of lyrics and music, so it'll be coming weekly. So let's all sing together in our homes, Blessed Be the Tide That Binds.
Blessed be the tie that binds the hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our want, our comforts and our cares. Other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows with sympathizing tears.
Now is the time when we share our celebrations and concerns with one another. Please let me know who it is that's speaking, because sometimes I can't see exactly who's speaking when you share. So do we have any celebrations today?
Well, you have to announce the celebration that your lovely wife told us.
Mm-hmm. That is our anniversary is this week.
Did I hear 27 years?
27. Seems like yesterday.
He wants breakfast, I can tell.
I usually cook breakfast.
Any other celebrations?
I'd like to say it's nice to see Kathy Wade still with us, and I thank God for the Zoom so we can share things with her.
I guess I'd like to celebrate that Scott and I and 2 dogs and 4 suitcases and a dog carriage and 2 carry-ons made it to Colorado yesterday. Oh, wow. And we're still sane.
Did you drove
in a hotel.
You drove out?
No, we flew.
All right.
We're in a hotel now for a week and a half, and we move into our new house probably the 12th.
Nice, Kathy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a grandson that just got engaged.
Nice.
My first marriage shot in that front.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yep.
Anybody else?
It's Amy. I guess I will add both. Juliet got her learner's permit.
Jeez, I thought she was getting married. Hey. Yeah.
So we'll put that in the celebrations, and you can also speak on any concerns.
Yes, definitely. So far, so good.
That's cool.
A bit more gray hair.
Yeah. Yep.
I hear you. Any others? How about concerns? Do we have concerns? Wayne, how's your post-surgery?
My knees, well, if anyone's wanting to make casseroles, it's bad, but otherwise it's it's doing pretty well. Thank you.
That's good.
Wayne, was Nikolai's death announced today?
Oh. Did Reverend Carroll mention that last week?
Last week.
Was it done last week? Okay.
Well, we certainly should, put his wife and family in our prayers today, if that's appropriate.
Yeah.
And
hi, this is Cheryl. I'd like some prayers for my Auntie Faith. She's not doing very well in Florida. She has cancer, and she's very tired and not taking any more medication, so it's like a matter of time.
Okay.
So I'd like some prayers for my Auntie Faith and the family.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I also just mention, Kathy is out of the office for the next 2 or 3 weeks, but if anyone wants, I do have Nikolai and Loretta's address. I got it off for this week. If anybody wants to send a card or something, you can hit me up and call me or send me a text or whatever, and I can certainly.
And I know services were being discussed. The Masons. He's a Mason, right. So they were talking about it. I don't think any firm dates had been set, to my knowledge. No.
And I will be in the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm hiding it. So nobody knows.
No, too late.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's pray together. God, we do thank you for those things that we can celebrate with one another. Thank you for my own celebration, Kristen, my anniversary this week of 27 years. I thank you for the blessing that she is to me. Just thank you for that. I thank you that the Wades are still able to join us in worship and that they made the move, and it was good for them, and maybe it was a little stressful, but they made it. I thank you that Sue's grandson is engaged. I pray that all preparations to get married would go well. I thank you that Juliet has a learner's permit. I pray that you would be present with her in a powerful way as she learns. Keep her safe. I thank you that Wayne is doing well with his recovery. I pray that that would proceed and you would provide any meals that could be delivered. We have many concerns, and you know what they are, but we want to voice those as well. I pray that you be with Cheryl's Aunt Faith as she has the diagnosis of cancer and that it has spread, and the prognosis is not good. I pray that you would be with her and her family in a powerful way. I also pray that you'd be with Nikolai's family, be present in that loss. Pray that they could remember all the good times that they'd have with them, even as those in the church family here can remember that as well. I pray that you would give each one a special blessing. We have an ongoing list of concerns, and the names are Lee and Cher and Chad, Tyler, Jen, Doris, Wade, Steve, Lee, Ed, and Janet, Ken, Brigitte, Marie, Carol D, Matt T, and his team, and those in nursing homes and assisted living, Bud, Jackie, and Carol. Pray that you would be with all of them as well. I also pray that you would be with those who protect us in the military. I just pray a special blessing on them and their families. Also pray for those in leadership in our church and in our towns and also in our world. Those people who affect us from day to day, even with the decisions that they make. And I pray that your hand would be present as they make those decisions. I also pray that you would provide us with something that would address the COVID situation, that there would be a medical intervention that would be able to be done soon, so things could go back to semi-normal, that we could congregate in such a way that we can shake hands and give hugs and just be there for one another. We do thank you for this time, and pray a special blessing on each one as they worship today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture lesson for today is one that should be familiar to all of you. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, feeding the 5,000. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. May God help us in our understanding of these words.
There have been a lot of times when I have kind of skipped over this passage when it was presented in the lectionary because it's something so familiar to us, something that we've learned as children. It was one of those stories that was seemed to be ever present, and so we tend to overlook the significance of it or not look at it very closely. What I thought was interesting right off the bat, it says when Jesus heard what happened. So what happened? What happened was John the Baptist was executed. So Jesus went away privately to recharge and reconnect with his Father. So that was the context for what came next. Jesus was of the habit of doing this. He would go by himself privately or with a few of his disciples to pray and to reconnect with God, to re-find the source of his strength. I think that's a good thing to remember. When I started to do ministry, a friend of mine, I think he was trying to correct maybe some people in ministry, they tend to be, they like to be on a pedestal. They like to you know, speak the words from on high type thing. And I think he was trying to put me in my proper place or what have you, or to humble me. And he said that your calling is certainly high, but what you are is like the tube on a vacuum cleaner. And I was like, what? Like the tube on a vacuum cleaner? He goes, you're not the source of the power of the vacuum cleaner. You serve that purpose and you're right out front there, but if you didn't have the unit, the vacuum, what's connected to the power source, nothing would happen. I thought that was a good corrective, and it comes back to me time and again that it's not about me, that it's not me who has the words, it's not me who has the awesome faith or what have you, but God gives me what I need, even the faith that I have. And so what happened in our text today? Jesus had just come from recharging himself, from reconnecting with the Father, to gaining the strength that he himself needed. And he even cut short his time, and it said had compassion on the crowds. So it was at that point where he had his power, where he was ready, he came down and he taught. And so he fed the people emotionally and spiritually and mentally. And then finally, the disciples say, hey, we're going to send the people away because, you know, it's dinner time and we don't have resources to feed them. And so Jesus says, you give them something to eat. It's like, I don't know about you, but I would go, what? You know, what? Where am I going to get anything? But even with that question, that puts the onus on me. They weren't even thinking in terms of what God could provide. You have to wonder if there was even that connection, or they didn't even realize Jesus' power, even as he had been teaching and healing right there in his presence. And even as they had been following him and seeing all the miracles and the things that he was able to do, all the people's lives that were changed, they didn't connect that they had a part in it. So I think this was a good corrective and something that may have stuck in the disciples' minds. You feed them. After that day, I think I would have been like, now, wait a minute, what could I have done differently? And they had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, gave it to Jesus. He prayed first. That's an important thing to recognize. He prayed first, and then he started dividing it. Now, we think in terms of the 5,000, but Wayne read 5,000 men besides women and children. So we're talking about maybe 10,000 people eating off of this. So you have this very scant resource, and it just keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And I think there were baskets full of leftovers. In one of the other parallel texts, I think that's what it says. So the disciples did not have in their mind what God's power was capable of. And they didn't know their place in that. They didn't realize they were that tube and they were supposed to be connected to that power source where they could have done the same thing that Jesus had done. So I often wonder, like, what does this mean for us? Because sometimes we look at it and go, oh, that's great. To me, this means that God will provide us with everything we need to accomplish what he has asked us, what he asks us to do. He doesn't just say, you feed him. And there's no way to do it. He provides the resources to do it. He provides the faith to be able to follow through and believe and do it. There have been times in my life where I thought, this is impossible. There's no way anything can happen out of the bad situation I'm in. And then finally, you pray. You give it over to God. A lot of times it's our last resort. Like, well, I can't do anything. I might as well pray, or I'll just pray. And then we're stupefied by what happens. I don't know how many times I've been blessed beyond what I could even imagine. When we didn't have the money to pay our insurance at one point, I was in seminary and was working like a part-time job. Couldn't pay our health insurance. Chris and I were like, okay. So we prayed about it. We talked to a couple people, like randomly, asking for prayer. A few days later, somebody shows up at our door with an envelope with enough money to cover our health insurance. And that happened for 3 months in a row. Just enough time for me to start a job that would cover our insurance. Things like this have happened time and time again, and it's not just a money thing. It could be a spiritual thing. Could be a joy thing, an uplifting thing, but it's a provision for something that we need spiritually, physically, mentally. But it's only when we get beyond ourselves, reconnect with God, and then wait to see what he will do. That's an amazing act of faith, but it's also something that we should realize or expect. Jesus said he's always with us. Always with us. I think we forget that too often. The disciples had Jesus standing right in their midst. And they forgot how powerful he was. We should take this as a reminder of what God calls us to do, and that he will provide us with the faith and the resources to fulfill what he puts before us. Amen. And now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That concludes our worship service for this morning. Anyone that would like to hang out and join our virtual coffee hour, you are welcome to do so. You can unmute yourself and be heard.